Welcome to Minority Landlords Podcast, your manual to financial freedom. Are you looking to escape the 9-to-5 rat race? Do you want to earn passive income while building generational wealth for you and your family and don't know how to get started? Well, you're at the right place. Here at Minority Landlords, we're here to help educate minorities about real estate investing. And now your host, Pepe Amoti.
Hey everyone, it's your host Pepe with the 13th episode of Minority Landlords Podcast. I'm psyched to continue with this series of educating y'all on creative ways to finance and scale in y'all real estate ventures. Last week's episode 12 covered 1031 exchange and how you can use funds from the sale of one property to buy another property while deferring capital gain taxes so that you can use all the funds to purchase another property. Since we are in this series of creative real estate financing, today we will be talking about another great financing strategies y'all should be aware of, and that's utilizing HELOC, which is basically home equity lines of credit, and also home equity loan in order to scale. This episode won't be focused on the dichotomy of HELOC and home equity loan and me trying to persuade y'all which one I think is better. No, but rather I'll just be providing y'all with the informations about both of them, then for y'all to make the decision on which one y'all personally think fits based on your situations. I'll also talk about what they are, how to obtain them, the advantages and disadvantages, and how you can use these methods to keep buying properties without having to take money out of your pocket in order to purchase more properties. Like I've said before, leverage is your best friend, and I love how in this country, once you have your credit pretty good, it can make you a lot of money. I've stressed this before, so start by ensuring that your credit score is top-notch. Without credit, you are literally screwed. Once you get your credit score on point, then you can build massive wealth through leverage. So yeah, all of y'all that follow the Dave Ramsey method might not like me hyping up leverage, but if you can borrow at a low interest rate like things have been, literally lowest interest rate in a million years, then you are basically getting free money. So yeah, to all my minority folks who don't have the most glamorous jobs or a lot of access to money and whatnot, leverage, leverage, leverage. As a matter of fact, in this country, the rich keep getting richer because they've mastered the art of leverage. Like I've told y'all before, if the multi-billionaire Facebook founder bought his home with a mortgage, then what are the rest of us doing? So go out there and build your credit and utilize leverage to grow wealth as much as you can. So back to HELOC and home equity loans. First of all, before I dive deeper into this topic, and since I personally ran into this issue myself recently, I urge y'all to keep in mind that rates and terms are better if you do a HELOC or a home equity loan on an owner-occupied property. Some banks do not do it on investment properties, but there's a bunch of other lenders out there too that do it for investment properties, but their rates are usually a little bit higher. So I encourage y'all, before deciding on what to do, have a call with as many lenders as you can before deciding on who to go with, depending on their interest rates and loan terms. I also encourage y'all, instead of wasting too much time just calling all over, try fast credit unions and your small local banks. I can't emphasize credit unions enough over large banks. Y'all think with large banks you find the best rate and whatnot? No, you are missing out. Everything that you need is probably in your local neck of the woods. With credit unions, for example, usually their rates are great and it's always easier to work with them or a small bank over those big, gigantic Wall Street banks and whatnot. Before you even think of getting one of these loans, few things you need to keep in mind though that will get you qualified or not, so you don't waste your time or get your credit score pulled and increase your utilization rates and whatnot for nothing. So keep these few things in mind before you jump in. Number one, make sure your credit score is good enough so that you can get a good rate. Number two, make sure that you have a job or can provide proof of income, whether that's rental income, W-2 income, and such. Without a job or some sort of income, you won't be qualified. Number three, check your debt to income ratio to ensure that it's not above 40%. If it is, shop around. Maybe some lenders will be cool with it, but just keep in mind, for the most part, DTI will be a huge factor that they'll use when trying to get you pre-approved. If you need help figuring out your DTI, I've talked about this before, but basically the formula is your monthly debt payment divided by your gross monthly income, and then you should be able to find out your debt to income ratio. Number four, like I said earlier, now start calling as many credit unions and local banks as you can and ask for their rates, guidelines, and whatnot. Now, since you all know what you need to have, now let's dive deeper and figure out what these loan programs are, the advantages and disadvantages, so that you can be aware that such things exist, or you can pick whichever one you think fits with your investing strategy. So let's first talk about HELOC. HELOC stands for Home Equity Line of Credit. Basically, think of this as a credit card. This is basically a line of credit secured by your home that give you a revolving credit line to use for large expenses such as purchasing another home, consolidating a higher interest rate debt on other loans you have, paying for you or your kids' college debt. Basically, anything you need money for, you can use it. The banks do not care. Simply with Home Equity Line of Credit, you are borrowing against the equity of the property and the bank is using the property as a collateral. People confuse this with home equity loan. For the home equity loan, you get an actual lump sum cash, whereas for HELOC, you have a line of credit you can borrow against any time when you need it, and your monthly payment for HELOC will vary depending on your current interest rate and how much money you borrow at any given time. Does that make sense? So look at the advantages of HELOC. Number one, the low interest rates. In comparison to credit cards and other means, home equity line of credit interest rate is usually way lower, giving you the ability to be able to consolidate your debt or use the funds for whatever project you are working on without having to worry about high interest rates. Number two, some HELOCs have fixed rate, which is amazing, not having to worry about rate changes over time. Number three, low to no closing cost. A lot of banks offer no closing cost at all. I'm currently trying to get a HELOC myself, and most banks I called say there's no closing cost associated with it whatsoever. So check around for those that you can have a HELOC without having to spend money on closing costs and whatnot. Number four, you use the funds as you need them, just like a credit card. You know, like I said, this is just like a credit card. You use whatever amount and whenever you need it. If you use a little amount, you'll have a little monthly payment as well, and if you use a lot, your monthly payment will be high, which is the same as credit. Number five, if you use the funds for home improvement, this is pretty good. The interest rate can be tax deductible, which is an amazing plus. Remember, folks, I said in real estate, really learn the ins and outs of the tax aspect of it, because you can save big money. So this one, if you use it for home improvement, you can actually deduct it on your taxes, which is amazing. Number six, HELOCs can last for a long term, even up to 30 years. Again, this depends on the lender. Number seven advantage is, just like a credit card, the more you pay it off on time, whatever the amount it is that you use, the better your credit score gets, meaning that your credit score gets improved over time as time goes. The eighth advantage of HELOC is there's no usage fees, meaning that no fees are charged for drawing funds from a HELOC. But again, check with your lender before closing, because some lenders do have usage fees, though, like I said, most of them do not. So let's look at the disadvantages of home equity line of credit. Number one, for most lenders, you are limited to only borrow up to 80 to 90% or 95% 5% of your home's equity amount, which can be a little bit, not so great. But again, it's not bad. Number two, the second disadvantage, since you are using your property as a collateral, if you are unable to make your monthly payment, then guess what? You're at risk of getting your home foreclosed on. So that's just another liability that you have in your back. The third disadvantage, having an additional loan you have to pay off every month. So you just added yourself another loan that you have to carry and worry about. The fourth disadvantage of HELOC is the fact that you are reducing the equity you have in your property. Meaning that if the market drops around when you are planning to sell, you might end up in a situation of owing more money than your home is worth. Obviously, you should be smart enough not to sell in those times. So make sure that you keep abreast of this before you sell that particular home that is tied to this HELOC. The fifth disadvantage, interest rates might go higher depending on which lender you use. So make sure to check with them on their guidelines before you close so you know whether or not the rates will stay the same or change at some point. The sixth disadvantage of HELOC is sometimes after your draw period, once you finish paying your loan interest, your monthly payments might jump once you start paying your principal, which can be a shock factor for those that didn't know this is what happens. You might come from paying less than $100 to several hundreds bucks every month. So just be aware of that. Once you pay off your interest and you start paying your principal, your payments will probably increase. The seventh disadvantage of home equity line of credit is when you try to eliminate your HELOC before the draw period ends, lenders can end up charging you termination fees. Now let's talk about home equity loan. This too is another great way of tapping into your property's equity. This is similar to HELOC, similar to the home equity line of credit I just talked about, but a little bit different in a sense that you actually get the actual lump fixed sum in cash. Process is somewhat similar in a sense that your home gets appraised to determine its value. Then they check what your equity is, and the loan is also borrowed using your home as a collateral. And with this, you have to repay loan on a monthly basis on a fixed rate. And if you do not, just like with the HELOC, the lender will foreclose on your home. Usually, most lenders allow you to borrow up to 85% of your home's equity. And before approving you, the lender will look at your monthly income, debt to income ratio, credit history, and how much your home is valued at through performing an appraisal. That's the same thing they would do with the HELOC. So let's look at advantages of home equity loan. Number one, first big one is you get to access the funds in cash in a short period of time, which is great. So you can use it for whatever you need. Number two, usually they have lower interest rate than other loans, just like HELOC, which is pretty good. Number three, there's a fixed monthly payment, so there's no surprise for the most part. The fourth advantage of home equity loan is just like HELOC, you can use the money for anything, home improvement, paying for your kids' college tuition, medical bills, or what my focus here is, which is putting the funds into the acquisition of another project or another property. The fifth advantage of home equity loan is they are easy to qualify for compared to other loans. Just like HELOC too, it's not that hard to qualify for them. The sixth advantage here is terms are longer, sometimes from 10 years, 15 years, or even 30 years, which is great. Just an FYI, every lender is different, so check with them and confirm with them what the guidelines are. Now let's try to look at the disadvantages of home equity loan. Number one, if you're not able to pay, just like HELOC, your property can be foreclosed on. Number two, if you sell the home you used as a collateral, you'll have to pay off the loan as well, which makes sense, right? That's why they're using it as a collateral. Number three, the third disadvantage of home equity loan here is there's closing costs associated with it for the most part. The closing cost usually is 2-5% of the loan, which can be a lot. So just keep in mind, one of the big disadvantage of home equity loan in comparison to HELOC, home equity line of credit, is the fact that you'll end up finding yourself paying for closing costs. So be prepared for that. The fourth disadvantage, you now have two housing related payments, which kind of stinks. However, if you use the funds to buy a cash flowing rental property that doesn't only cash flow, but rather there's also some remaining profit that you can actually be able to use that to pay off this loan that you got, then it's a win-win. Overall, I think these loans are great ways for people to scale without having to use their own cash to buy another property. It might also be a great way for you to get started in real estate investing if you already have a primary residence. Just tap into your equity and use the cash to purchase a multifamily investment home. Like I said earlier, these are easier to do with a primary resident, but there are lenders out there that do it with multifamily investment properties as well. Just keep in mind, like I said, use leverage as much as you can. If your credit sucks, focus on that starting today. Focus on building your credit score. If you don't know how your credit is looking like, go on Credit Karma today and sign up. Credit Karma will show you what your credit score is with Equifax and TransUnion, and that will give you a good idea where you stand. But just a disclaimer, like I've said before, Credit Karma is not super accurate, but the estimate is usually good enough for you to have an understanding of where you stand at. Anyways, work on your credit and get it to a good level so that you can be utilizing these leverage means. If your credit is on point and you currently own a home and want to buy an investment property without your own cash, get out a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, or a home equity loan and use the funds towards down payment. But make sure, though, the mortgage for the property you buy is being covered by tenants' rent payments, and make sure that you are cash flowing enough that the HELOC or home equity loan you took is being paid off by the cash flow you are generating from the property that you bought with it, so that you end up not paying for it. You see that magic? Now you can use the HELOC and buy a multifamily property that it will be paying for itself, right? Because now you have tenants paying for it. And if you bought right and you are cash flowing pretty good, that cash flow amount, that profit you are generating, should be able to also do what? Pay for that HELOC that you took or that home equity loan you took. You see that magic? That's how you get free money and pretty much a free property without having to pay for it. Another disclaimer though, it all depends on your market, cost of the property, and how much HELOC or home equity loan you took. If your market can't get you this kind of stuff or this kind of returns, then look out of state. Like I've said, folks, you gotta be creative as possible in this business if you want to succeed. Don't just stick to the norm of saving money then buying a property. No, be creative and get free cash and free properties utilizing these creative methods. With this creative method, you are basically just recycling what you already have to scale, and I want you all to look at what you already have and figure out how you can make what you already have work for you. Like Arthur Ashe once said, start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, stay hungry.
Thank you for listening to Minority Landlords Podcast. Please like and subscribe and leave us a rating on iTunes so that we can reach as many people as possible. We will appreciate it if you tell your friends and family too about the podcast. Also visit us at MinorityLandlords.com.